the parsh, okay, the first in Baloischa, the first piece is Ramban on Neiris. Lomanis parsh is Neir lechanuk sanesim. The fishek shor aron chanuk sanesim chol shadaitoy. Shloyo imam mechanical leguv leshiftoy. Amala karish po chayecha shachok dole mishalhem. Shatamad the kumeitz Neiris bike of erev loshanashim and shagada. So Rashi brings the smichsa parshes from Tanhuma that the Aaron was sort of down that he wasn't included in the Chanukah, and he was told shalchagol mishlehem shatemadlik haneiros. So he says v'loin esbar l'loma nichma dlox neiros v'loin nichma k'teiros b'ikav erev sheshivko b'akos v'sim k'teiros b'apecha. Tachlis, why of all the things did he was he menachem him with menorah? K'teiros is supposed to be like the supreme avoda. Yom Kippur is the avoda of Aaron HaKohen. The older karbonis, I mean, pick just one. If you're talking about avoda, b'nichnas efnaya lefnim shehu kodesh Hashem oyim beichel shas avach b'shmoy v'shifta kol m'shas alekeinu v'idma tam l'chalishus hadas hazu. What? Why do you feel so down? Halo karbonis gadol m'shal nesiyim shigav yom ha'yom karbonis habakolim imaluim. He was bringing karbonis. And if for whatever reason you'll pick that he wasn't one of those included in that particular set of korbanos, so what does it help? So what's the vart? If you're telling me that's because that's an adava, and he only could do chayva, so we're back to square one again. Avol. Inyan ha'agoda zu lidosh remez min ha'parsha al chanukah shal neres shahoyseh ba'ishena de Aaron ubanov zeh loy mechashanoi koin gol ubanov. It's a remez v'chanukah. U'balosh hazeh mitzasi b'mgil astorn l'bein anisim sh'iska ha'agoda zu v'amar izu b'medrish kim sh'kiv sh'masa shvot na'ikiv shevet levi amal gashbog l'moy sh'daba Aaron v'amata ilo yesh chanukah cheres yesh ba'adlakas neres v'ani oysa b'al yisrael d'banech nisim mitshuas. So one thing is he says is the Chanukah Cheres, and he saw Oyd be Lamdein of Chimed Shabba. Omer Kosh Baruch Hu Lemoisha Lechemor LaAaron Al Tesiori Legdula Mizata Muchan Korban is Kolzang Shemigish Kaimim Noigim Avoneres La Oylam Al Mupneam Lera Iru Kol Abroches Nisad Kol Baras Bana Eini Betein La Oylam. Bedovi yadua shekeshein beis hamigdash kaimar kavos betelin afaneres betelus, but the remez is faneres chanukah chashmonai and so on. I want to say over something. Rabbi Shapiro said a few times, and I think it's almost also pshita. Neres chanukah is a wonderful mitzvah. It's noyeg on everybody. It has nothing special to do about with Aaron HaKohen. And so on. So Ramesh used to say that Neiris Chanukah is a sort of reenactment of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, it's not the pshat. You know, we have a nace, we want to mark a nace, and we scratch our head and say, hey, how about the candles? Because the menorah, because the nace was a menorah. It's the pshat that because there were Moshe Nefesh on Hadlakas and Eris, and there was a Neis Nasa with it, it means that the Rabbanu, the conform, whatever it is, the core content of Menorah is the same, except that we're able to perpetuate it the way we do it. But the Toichin of Hadlakas and Eris is not just a symbol for a Neis and that's that. It's the Hemshech of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah. I want to, Hadlakas Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. I want to use the idea in a certain way that both points at Ramban over here both points of Ramban come from the same source. The concept of being mechanech of the Chanukah Sanesim, the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chinuch. The Rashi says, "Mi asher bana bayis v'loy chanochoi." So it actually says that chinuch is the tchilas knisa into something. It's the beginning of something. So it's true, if a person dedicates a house, he moves in, that's called the beginning of living the house. Then there's this nekudovia that he says, and then we have like chinuch habanim and so on. So what does it mean, the tchilas knisa something into something? So I think the pshat's like this. In every stage, when something changes or transforms, there are two stages. There's a stage that we can identify as yesh me'ayin. We can identify it as a stage where something that wasn't there is now. And then there's a stage of development, growth, enlargement, and so on. So Lamarshall, let's take an example. A child, there's conception, and that's a sort of yesh ma'ayin to us. And then there's the growth of the fetus in the mother's womb, there's growth of the child that's growing up. There's a huge difference between those two elements. The element of conception of yesh ma'ayin is something that is beyond us. It's something we really don't get, really don't understand. It's something that we're not shayach to. And then there's development of something. Any type of chinuch, l'mashal, when you're teaching a kid, so there's a huge difference between teaching yesh ma'ayin. The first time you teach a kid a formula, the idea that you substitute things and put letters and this and that, it's an incredible hurdle. And it takes a very gifted teacher to be able to snap that in place. Then there's just formulas of varying complexities and how to address them. That's much easier. In every type of achievement, you have step one is from nothing to something. And step two is enlarging that understanding and so on. The koyach of Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Samishkan, Kelim, Avodas Mechan Chosam, it means every Kli has ability to receive Kedusha, to be Shayat Avodas HaKodesh. How do I take sticks and stones and human beings and make them Shayat to Meshaos HaShem? It's an incredible leap from being a spoon, a golden spoon, to becoming a kaf from Le'ek Teres. So Mishicha with Shemin, any avoda that's described in the Torah as being mechanech means making that type of step. So the Nesiim had a trip. So Aaron HaKohen did ongoing maintenance, but the ability to mechanech to do, is an incredible ability, and that's something that one that Aaron was the skana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that your chinuch goes beyond it. One, there'll come a time when the Beis Hamikdash will be tamei, and so on, and you're going to at least jumpstart it all yourself. That's a type of chinuch that is beyond what they did. He himself single-handedly, the Kohanim, did it, one. Two, the fact that you can continue the thread even when it's behesta. So it's just like, when you thread a needle, you always leave a piece of thread in it because it's very hard to thread the needle. The menorah is a koyach of a hemshech of kedushas mikdash, even when it's not when it's not around. And that is something which is a special kayach that's not there normally. So the events of Hanukkah are two ways of expressing the concept of chinuch. The concept of, first of all, whether or not the beginning of something. So when it was nifsak by the Ivanim, he restarted it, and the ability to mamshir something. It also is very helpful in the same way we talk about chinuch habanim. The word chinuch it implies something, the understanding that, you know, the ikkar is the transition from nothing to something, the transition from not having a shaykhus to not getting to getting it. And it's almost a process that we really don't have a sense of. When somebody knows and understands how to learn, teaching more, knowing more, developing further is relatively easy. But to just create something new, you know, and that hard, a lot of kids struggle with Gemara for years until it snaps into place, because there's that hurdle of, it's a type of thinking and understanding that I have no shaykhus to, and sometimes it just snaps into place, sometimes it doesn't snap into place. And you'll find that once it snaps into place, it might take a kid 3 years, but then he's very, very good at it. There's something there, you know, it's understanding that, the difference between those two stages. Okay, the next one is a Sfarnu, about the Menorah. About Loischa Saneiris, Keshetad Lekashesh Haneiris, Amulke HaMenorah, Shulkonim Tsoi. Vizeh, Keshetif Nishal Heves Kol Echad Mashish Neir Shulkonim Tsoi, Oz Ye'iru Shiva Saneiris. Kol HaShiva Ye'iru V'yashpiu Or Elyon Yisrael. She Ye'iru HaYois Or HaYemanim, V'Or HaSmolim, Mechuvin opaina el ur hakonem tsoi sheikam neira. So the idea of neira is to have all of the both the right and left-handed, right side and left side, wicks, lights focusing towards the middle. Veshe kein roi she kavana samimina oisim chai oilam, masvila oisim chai isha oisim mimleim. So you have different neiros. You have maminim and masmilim. So maminim means the people that are doing the ikkar. Let's understand a little bit yamin and small in the sense that it's being used over here. The whenever I have a normal person who is right-handed, I know it's politically incorrect to say normal person, but for those persons that are unfortunately right-handed, so they when they work on something. So imagine the person is chiseling a stone, or a person is screwing, unscrewing something. So you hold it with your left hand strong, and your right hand twists and turns and so on. The left hand holds a stone, the right hand chisels. Like the pasuk says, "Smoila tachs the roishi v'yiminoi tchapkeni." There's a the smoil holds things in place and allows the yamin to work. If the smoil would not hold it in place, then the yamin would not do its job. I'll just go off on a tangent a minute because I think it's important to understand it. It's true even when we speak about midas adin and midas achesed. A type of society where everything is hefker, then doing good doesn't have much meaning. You know, that people are careless with their money and careless with their possessions, then giving it freely is just another example of being careless. In a society where things are structured, this is mine, this is yours, you have to return it, you have to earn it, and yet I am giving, giving becomes meaningful in that context. So midas, it's like in a school where there's no grades and nothing counts for anything, then encouraging kids is a meaningless enterprise. Encouraging for what? It should do better. What does doing better mean? No one's measuring, and so on. In a place where there is a structure of measuring achievement, and I reach out and help a kid move forward, then they both have meaning. So in the world of din and chesed, it's also like that. But certainly what he's talking about in terms of ikar and tafel. So im ein kemach ein teuer, ein teuer ein kemach. There has to be. There are many, many, many mundane activities that have to go on for Torah to work. That he brings up a Gemara. It says that Ilmole alveoli miskai meiskalia, if not for the leaves, which are the sort of support, the fruits grow because the leaves convert sunlight and water, etc., into food for the fruits. So the fruit seems to be the ikar. Without the leaves, there's no fruit. So ilmole alyef, not for the leaves, le miskai miskalia, the eshkol wouldn't be kayim. So all the pieces are needed, but they need to focus on that point. And the Rambam makes a lot out of this. The Rambam speaks a lot about this point. He says this is one of Ikra Avodis. He speaks of Shmoyne Prakim, and he says this is the most profound statements. Kol Masech Yul Hashem Shemayim. And the Rambam says a person has myriad activities, but all of those activities have to focus on what is Hashem, and that's ideal. I want to, again, add a nekuda, which I think is a lot of times these things become, they become very generalized and they're wrong. Let's give an example. Imagine a person is, shita is Torah, Mara, Torah, Becher, it's anything, doesn't make a difference. You know, a broader perspective. And the person's position is, everything in the world is important, everything has a role, and so on and so forth. It's a position that is extremely valid. It definitely is a position. There are 10 shvatim and v'chul. There's no lack of course, and it's a very valid shita. But if a person honestly believes that shita, in other words, if a person is about shita, then it means I need to sit and to weigh and to measure every single element. The marshal, a person feels that it's important to have a secular education. It's an arguable point. But it means I have to sit down. And every single hour I'm spending, ask myself, A, what for? Why? What is it adding to me? Is it mutter? Is it usser? Is it this? Is it that? It's not a free ticket. A valid approach. The Rambam says this is the most profound dictum of Avodas Hashem, Kol Maaseh Yul Hashem Shemayim. He says it's so incredible that it speaks volumes about the people who wrote it. The Rambam writes that the Rambam chapsi spilos from the Chazal that they came up with such an understanding, and it's almost hard to understand what are they saying more than a pasuk. It says Kol Maaseh Yul Hashem Shemayim, and it says V'chol Drachecha Da'ehu. It's almost a repeat of the pasuk. The answer is, I think, what the Rambam is saying is Chazal said, "Bechol drachecha da'ehu" doesn't mean whatever you do, you find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's wrong. It means Kol Maaseh Yul Hashem Shemayim means it obligates me that every single thing I do, I ask myself why, what, and when. And let's give an example. Let's say a person has a business, and he has an old-fashioned type of craftsman. He has a certain type of gadget, widget, whatever it is that he really feels very passionate about. So as long as he's keeping his head above water, he's going to continue producing it, manufacturing it, and improving it, and so on, because the tachlis of it is the self-driving car, the rocket ship to the moon, whatever it is. That's the point of it. So everything, the only issue will be, will it bankrupt me? And will it work? Let's say a person has a business where the motive is profit. So he's not going to ask himself, you know, more development, more this and that. The question is, how do I fit the pieces in to make more profit? That's one consideration. Everything has to pass that test. Look at this fantastic advertisement. It's really stunning. It is. But I'm going to be spending $100,000 for that ad, and it'll bring in $80,000. The answer is absolute no, not even a question. Because I'm weighing and measuring against a tachlis. And that's a key piece in this inyan. And that's what it means. All the ma'oris have to focus towards that. Because if you, in order for it to be valid, b'chol drachecha da'ehu interprets itself in l'maisa, the kol maaseh l'shem shemayim. I need to be able to explain every single thing I do, how does it get to this tachlis? That's the mechuvan of this. Okay, the next one is is about the Shira Levim, the Taras HaMincha. Shevet Levi Chinucham V'Tiyon Shvein Svach Kitchen L'Avadosai or L'Siv Kachs Levim U'Siv Kin Nesunim Nesunim Heim Ali Nesunim L'Masa Nesunim L'Shir. The Shir is there, some say the Ikas B'Peh, some say the Ikas Kli, and even if the one who said the Ikas B'Peh, you needed to have an accompaniment of Kalim. There were nine Kalim, like it says now Luka, and the Kli HaPeh is the 10th. There was some sort of instrument that had 10 holes. No idea what that is. Whatever it is. The Kalize Dovra Melech Tiknoi. The Chsiv. Neuma Geva Hukam Ol. Hu Tikken Kli Shal Mea Koilos Kimin Ol. So David HaMelech of the layman and Klaisol was Mesak in this Inyan, and the Inyan of Shir and the Inyan of Koil and so on. Uneimas Elo Azmiris Hayudugmel Yoinis. Ichsiv Vechedva Bim Koimoi. Minyan Az Oiz Vechedva Oile Kuf. Al Kain Kol Odom Yarvala Koilas Klea Shir. The koilus of clay shear, people like it. Because when the neshama hears the koilus of the shear, it reminds itself of where it was before. In Shemayim, Shomas ela kolos, umisoreres asimcha chedva. It hears these kolos and it awakens to simcha chedva. Al kein kli anigim orim lenevua dechsiv atakachli menagin. I want to talk about this point here. This is a very powerful and deep nekuda. A person has emotions, and he tries to express those emotions with words. Sometimes reasonably successful. I'm very, very upset at this for this reason. I'm very happy at this. I finally succeeded in doing what I wanted to do, and so on. It's the most we can express in terms of expressing the sense where I can interact and express with other people quite clearly. Person understands why I'm happy. He's given a certain description of how happy I am and so on. A person can express it with music. When a person who's even somewhat musical expresses it in music, we feel that it's a much, much deeper tapping in, it's a much deeper expression of our feelings. And the flip side of it is, it communicates much less to another person. When I see somebody singing b'simcha, I can say at best, this person seems very happy. That's about it. Yes, somebody else who is musically gifted, inclined, can get a sense, he can resonate, those feelings resonate with him. But again, it stays in a certain abstract sense. So it's deeper in one way, and yet on the other hand, it is something that is not expressible. So the neshama is the one that has more satisfaction out of it, because the neshama by nature is more conceptual than our guf is. It will relate better to things that are more abstract and more conceptual. And on the other hand, there's a frustration. I know nigunim that don't have words to it are frustrating to us. You know, sometimes you can sit back and sort of hum it, but you desperately want words. And that's why today, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of people, they pick up nigunim from all over the world and stick in any words that fit into it. And we have a whole... We have a whole industry of you know, they once had somebody wrote like a kind of satire about that he just got a new record. It's somebody, so-and-so sings Tosis Ksubas Pei Gimel and Bass beautifully. Yes, and how come you picked Tosis Ksubas Pei Gimel and Bass? He said, it's the only thing left that they have made a song for, so I grabbed it. So, yes, but there's a reason why the old Chassidish Nagun, old Chabad Nagunim tend to be Nagunim. We tend to be very frustrated because we want to express something, so we stick words and we need to put words in it. That's the mile of nigun is that it reaches down very deep. Another example where a person has a dream, and there's a certain scene, and when you're dreaming, you feel very powerfully that this kind of expresses an emotion. When you wake up and try to say it over, it's strange. It doesn't, and you recognize it's a type of experience that is at a certain strata that does not lend itself to verbal expression, articulation. It doesn't get down to that level. That stratum is beyond. Akapanim, that's what nigun is, and that's why nigun is so powerful, and that's why it adds, and when you have an appropriate nigun to an appropriate word, it does give you a full range of it. Now, the next point, Taras Mincha says, is an astounding chiddush. Ubnei Levi zochol is anegol is an mechayin zeh atayinuk minigegir. Why Levi? Minigegir. What's the minigegir? Heim samchu bevlusam dargusam kveikai mitzas koinam. Kirchsev yasal kol bnei Levi. Kirchsev hogu ishas ochav ishas ve'ehu. Hoyim el ov limar l'reisiv. Oma kachbo, chayechem she'etel lechem simchas olam b'chayechem, keneged dagaschem she'velevavchem she'chashem lehem, v'rechsev leib nishu nitkal kim lo'isiv. Because they were so broken emotionally by what they had to do, they were given this as a bracha. I'd like to explain to us a little bit more nuanced, but I think it goes to the heart of what he wants. When a child cries, we're not terribly moved by it, the normal crying of a child, because he cries about everything. In other words, the sense of what is it that his emotions are expressing is shallow. His brother took his toy from him. He doesn't like broccoli, whatever. It doesn't, a grown person moves a smoke because the emotion is sort of describing some real tragedy and so on. Emotions, what we call sentimentality, is kind of a very, very vague emotion. It's sort of, something, it's surface level emotion, as opposed to regish, which is very deep. And the a person who's controls his seichel and his das, control his emotions, so that he was able, Levim were able to rise to occasion, no matter how difficult it was emotionally. So the simcha comes, it's not a description of, well, I'm singing on Shabbos because I'm in a good mood. The chant is fantastic. The whiskey flows, freely. Everything is good, and that's that. That type of expression of Yisrael Machuscha is as deep as those thoughts. It's about the chant, it's about the whiskey, and that's it. But when a person is, when his inner workings are full of depth, and then he expresses the emotion, that emotion is very deep and very meaningful. Shevet Levi, they have the self-control where it's not the emotions that determine the actions, it's the action that determines the emotions. If it is the right thing to do, I'm besimcha. If it is the wrong thing to do, I'm be'atzvas. So that's a mida keneged mida. The mida keneged mida was the control that they expressed over themselves when something was so difficult means that when they express simcha, they're expressing something extremely significant. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any points, any questions? Okay, good.
Hold to.
Hold to.